Well, good afternoon and good morning and good day and good anytime you're listening. This is Keith, the boss of the beach at WVETonlineradio.com and, of course, Sunshine Radio 96.7 right here in St. Petersburg. Today is a special day because it was the week after Mother's Day. And as we say in the good lands for all of those men who raised their children, happy Mother's Day to you too. But guess what? Daddy's Day's coming and we're going to get a double portion. So look for us. Two things I want to let you know is every week I'm going to try to highlight something locally in St. Petersburg when it comes to our great entertainment community. So stay tuned. We're going to be promoting some of the live venues and especially the artists who are veterans. And one of those artists is a good friend now, and he's got a group called Pop Up. If you go to the website, he's in my slideshow, and he is a local Air Force veteran who's now here running his own business, but also plays for the weekend. We want to let you know that the two things that I value most about this, of course, is our area that we touch on information for our veterans. One of those places where we go for that information, of course, is Vets 214. And guess what? We also have now added through Vets 314 and Soundcheck Studios, Veterans Resources. Veterans Resources. What does that mean when you say Veterans Resources? What it means is that we have right now some things that we can say to you that make a difference. That is, number one, important numbers. A lot of our veterans are a little bit older, or their families are older, and sometimes a telephone number works better than anything else. My Healthy Vet Health Desk. My Healthy Vet Health Desk, 877-327-0022. Veterans Affairs Benefits and Services, 800-983-0937. And I'm going to go ahead and give you one more. DMDC Support, 800-447-8227. For all you veterans that just took a moment, get your pen and paper out every week so that we can give you some numbers that you can write down if you need help. Of course, healthcare eligibility, you can also find at www.va.gov and put in healthy benefits. Now, all the things that you think about when you say veteran, you think about Veterans Day. But Memorial Day is also one of those days that we support veterans. And Memorial Day is coming up. So be sure, no matter where you are, take a moment out and support those fallen soldiers. Support those cemeteries that put out flags. And if you're in Miami, it's the Lincoln Cemetery. If you're here, we'll make sure that you have a couple of cemeteries that you will know where to go and participate. Put down a couple of flags for a veteran that you may not know. We really appreciate all that we get from all of our supporters of our veterans. Now, I'm going to go to my favorite section right now, and it is, guess what? Stars and Stripes, WVET News. Motherhood and deployments with Air Force veteran Amanda Hoffman, and she's a host of a new show, and it's called a podcast, host of Women of the Military Project. And I want you guys to look that up, go find it. She's a blogger. She's good. And we love the stories that she talks about. And now, the next story. Future of Team Rubicon with Marine veteran Jake Wood, former sniper, Veterans Coalition, and for vaccinations. Tune in. Go to his blog. Find him on the internet. He is talking specifically to our military and our veterans about your ability to have your vaccination and to make sure that no matter what, you get vaccinated. One more story on a good person. Her name is Dawn Reese, and she's a talk show host and has been seen on CNBC, news all over, and of course, a couple of local stations here, MSNBC. And she's also was one of the main people that was with James Brown many years ago. That's how I met her in the entertainment industry. Dawn is an entertainment reporter with thousands of interviews under her belt and a powerful name with certain people like Larry King, Joe Jackson, Robert Evans, Paramount Pictures, and she's up for a nomination for one of the best talk show hosts, and we salute Dawn Reese. She's always supported our veterans, and we want you to know that. Now, stay tuned. More to come. Just 1 minute. Rush Hour Productions proudly presents Land on Your Feet Jazz Festival Saturday, May 22nd. Come experience an outdoor event that is festive, relaxing, and enjoyable. Waterworks Park, 1701 North Island Avenue, Tampa, Florida. Land on Your Feet Jazz Festival's lineup starts with performing artists Malachi and Cool Cats, Javon Felt, the Latin Jazz Knights, Jay Singleton, and my favorite, Marlon Boone. Come on out and enjoy a wonderful day. Be there. All right, here we're back. And today's show is a special show. And we want to thank all of those listeners. And I have a gentleman that I've already talked to that I want to highlight right now. And his name is Ernest Marshall. Ernest Marshall is African-American. He's Indian. And he's one of those who stood up for all of those people, especially our military, because he's a veteran. Good afternoon, Mr. Marshall, Chief Marshall.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Marshall, tell them a little bit about your history before we go on about what you're doing to support this country.
Yes, my name is Ernest Marshall. I'm chief of the Muscogee Creek Nation, and I'm in the process of doing research in the National Archives and Records Administration, and also doing research in the different states. Archives to pull up the different bonds that are there that are available. We have the 1862-1864 Union Pacific Railroad bond that face value $9,170,000 times two that we found in the National Archives and Records Administration. And we were sent there by the U.S. government for the purposes of finding land and bonds and other things. We're in the process of finding these long-term bonds, getting them cash if we can from different banks to try to reach out and help not only the veterans, but help out our people in this country because of the disenfranchisement from the banks like Wells Fargo and others. And I'm an ex-vet. I was a medic, psychiatric tech. I went to college, majored in political science, and I was also a leader in the civil rights movement since I was 12 years old. And I can go on with other things. I helped got elected the Federal Reserve Bank president of Atlanta, and I got a lot of other people elected in politics. But I stopped there, and I say that the only thing that we can do is come together and help find money for our neighborhoods, constructively have developing and utilize people. Like we have Curtis Brown out of Texas, who's helping us organize.
Well, I sure am glad to hear that your organization structure is still in place and that you guys are actively working. And I know how much you've done to support our relations with the Indians. We are on our way to Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Greenwood in February so that we can support a special plaque, and possibly we're going to be putting in a mausoleum there at that old cemetery for the future. And I know you've been integral in helping our veterans take care of that. We want to thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. Now tell me a little bit about, I heard something about that the president had signed some papers in support of the Indian communities that have been disenfranchised. Has that happened yet?
Yeah, it happened, but then the money, you got to rattle them loose, like what Trump did with that $8 billion that he put there, and none of the money has been released. we have been pressured in the U.S. government to try to just, you know, deal with helping bring us the funds. Government is still slow. We got to increase it. We got to have organizations nationwide like that in Miami and have people to pressure your senators, your congressmen, and make them do what they're supposed to do. We tried to get a meeting with President Biden and the Vice President Harris because of this bond that we have, the 1862-1864 Union Pacific Railroad bond that we know that's valued at $9.8 trillion. But the problem we're having is that we want to deal with the infrastructure of America and rebuild it, but nobody wants to talk to us because they can't understand how we got our hand on J.P. Morgan documents.
Well, that's a part of the system that we live in. It's called legal. So I'm sure that there's some real advocate attorney who should stand up and help you. So I'm going to contact our veterans people here and see if we can get you an attorney who will pick up this and see if we can move this thing forward, because it affects all of our veterans. All of them are still being challenged by these kind of things. Mr. Marshall, I definitely want to say thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. Tell your family we said hello, and be sure and let old Morris Roberts know that you were able to do the show. That's our military resource veteran right there in Atlanta. Thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was Ernest Marshall. He's quite a prolific young man, still here, still doing some good things. But I wanted him to tell you that because it affects who we are in Tampa. Of course, with a lot of veterans in the United States are moving to the Tampa area, probably because of MacDill. A lot of them were in this war through MacDill, and they're choosing to stay here. So Tampa Bay is now getting ready to be one of the most diverse cities in the state of Florida. We know right now that Miami's king, but Tampa's on its way. We have a lot of different veterans here, and we want to say we support veterans too. We'll be right back. I'm going to bring on a good person that you need to know right here in St. Petersburg.
Stay tuned. More from the Boss of the Beach at WVETOnlineRadio.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was trying to reach out to a friend who had called, and he's a special person. Me and this guy have been talking for quite a while. He had the passion to try to help our homeless vets the best he could. He was able to open a shelter for homeless vets. His name is Glenn Alexander, and guess what? The shelter is open. We will hopefully have an interview with him in the next few minutes. Before we go there, I do want to say something about a book that I have read. I met the lady who wrote it. Her name is Kathy R. Smith. Her husband is one of the Buffalo Soldiers, but she's quite a prolific person in herself. She's a veteran. And her name that I love so much was I Am My Sister's Keeper. Unleashing the Roar is the name of the book. I want to tell everybody, if you get a chance, go look for this book. It says a lot about what women are going through as part of our military, and as part of our Veterans Coalition. There are a lot more women out here than there were years ago. Guess what? Mr. Alexander is calling right in, so let's do him right now. Mr. Glenn Alexander on the phone, am I correct?
This is Glenn Alexander, yes, sir.
Oh, Glenn, boy, I'm glad to hear that you called me back. I was just talking about another young lady who has the same passion as you do. A lady named Kathy Smith. She's married to a Buffalo Soldier, and she wrote a book called Unleashing the Roar. Now, we're going to talk to you now because of what you're doing, and we expect a book to come out of your part of your life. Glenn Alexander, tell us about the home that I knew that you worked on feverishly, and you now have it established. Tell us about it right now.
Okay, well, God put it on my heart to do something with veterans that had barriers such as homelessness and employment issues barriers.
Yes, sir.
And in the process of doing that, I didn't know how I was going to go about doing it, but I just trusted and believed and had faith in what God had in store for me. And it took me about about 2 years after I started mapping it out and figuring out what I was going to do, because I'm a local kid from St. Petersburg, Florida, and it was just killing my heart since I worked at Career Source Pinellas, and I had veterans that were coming in and out, and they would ask me after I finished doing an intake is, can you help me with housing? And some of the housing that they was getting here in Pinellas County wasn't the greatest housing where they had, you know, it was bad living conditions. So about...
The word is substandard.
Substandard, correct.
Okay.
So it was had substandard living conditions. So that being said, I completed the house February of 2021. February 1st is when I initially opened up the housing. What I did was I pretty much renovated it and remodeled the house inside and out. And I had got a pretty good team around me, and we put it together, and we just got it up and running as of, like I said, February 1st, 2021. And the name of it is called Veteran Authority.
Veterans what? Say it again.
Veteran Authority.
Veterans Authority. And
correct.
How many is it now? Finished? Are all the rooms filled? Do you have spaces for maybe a couple of other veterans? You know, some ideas is what we can do to help if you need other people.
All the rooms are filled at this time. I just was able to put my last veteran in there last Friday. So
okay.
Right now I'm full capacity with veterans. It's a 4-2. I have four veterans in there and two baths, and have a big backyard where that's the smoking, you know, that's designated for the smoking area. There's no
yes.
smoking in the house. It's no drugs, no alcohol in the house. They have a curfew. I don't treat them like babies, but they do have a curfew, not a curfew for as guests in the house. You know, at 10 o'clock, everybody that doesn't live in the house or not residents of the house. Or the home, they have to vacate the premises. But so far, it's been a smooth transition, sir. I haven't had any hiccups. For the most part, I go check on them once a month and pretty much make sure, you know, any complaints or any situation, anything that need to be squared away, I try to square it away. If we have, you know, sometimes, you know, veterans, some of them that have PTSD or don't like to be in tight quarters with other veterans, they might, you know, have issues. But I go in there and I have a like little town hall meeting once a week where I'm making sure that we accommodate them to the best of our ability with what we're doing.
Well, you said something in the very beginning that this came on your heart through the grace of God.
Yes,
so
sir.
I don't think you're going to have the kind of hiccups that would normally plague other places. Because it's a blessed place already. We
yes.
really do know that there are people out here actively working to support veterans. I'm going to make sure you get a sticker to put on your door and you put it at your desk at your office. And I want you to let everybody know we support veterans too. Because
yes,
you
sir.
Already do it anyway.
Yes, sir.
You do it anyway. But it's now to let people who will look at that sign and say, well, what does that mean? It means you can get involved and you can do something to support a veteran as well. Glenn, I sure am glad to hear that you made it. You are one of our success stories. And if you don't mind, we'll schedule back with you next week. We'd like to come out. We don't have to take pictures of the vets, but we'd like to take pictures and put you as a success story in the Tampa Bay, and of course, especially here in St. Petersburg. Can you give us a location about where you are?
Yes, sir. The location is 3996 Corpus Drive, Southeast, St. Petersburg, Florida. Zip code is 33705.
Well, if anybody wants to write, he just gave you the address and everything. We thank him for supporting it. Why don't you give us a contact where we can reach you if anybody else needs, or another veteran's looking maybe to secure his position later on when some things change?
Oh, contact number for me, sir, is 727-482-6915. And my name
Glenn
Alexander. And the contact name is Glenn Alexander.
Perfect.
Glenn Alexander, another St. Petersburg success story. And want to say thank you all of you all who heard it first right here, 96.7 Sunshine Radio. Tune in 8:30 in the morning and you'll hear this interview. Blessings. And of course, that's Glenn Alexander. He's one of those people I met. He supported us when we were doing a special thing out here with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And he showed up and supported one of our veteran friends. And I still got a picture of them up on my wall right now with a veteran who had a autistic child. And we were able to help them at the Boys and Girls Club right here in St. Petersburg. Now, I want you to know that today is a special day. We've had two great interviews. Unleashing the Roar is a special story. But right now, I want to tell everybody about something that entertainment has embraced, and that's St. Petersburg downtown. You know, you go to California and you get to LA and there's Hollywood. You go to New York and you get inside New York and there's Broadway. But when you go to Miami, there's South Beach. Those are entertainment areas in those major cities. Well, Tampa Bay is a major city group. And the number one spot is rising, and that's downtown St. Pete, with all of its clubs, all of its entertainment value. And one of those places is called Berg's, and the other one is Janice Live. We also have a theater that's just been converted, and next week I'm going to be talking about all of the shows that's coming into that one. But today, look up Janice Live. Find out what their shows are and come support them. They have been a good place to do entertainment downtown St. Pete, and they're back open again. The other one is Berg's. Berg's has been around a long time. It's the number one probably sports bar, maybe west of Texas. It's big, it's roomy. They have very good prices, very good food, and they're right across from our Tropicana Field. So it's a highlight for all of those listening right here. 96.7 Sunshine Radio. As you wake up this morning, put either Ferg's or Janice Live on your list of what to do this evening. Come downtown St. Pete and be blessed. And this shout out goes to our people downtown at the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget, WVETonlineradio.com, Voice for Veterans. And when you're looking around for stuff to do, come to us. I'm going to take a moment and make sure you know that one of the things we do is to take care of all of those people who want to know when and where you can do in supporting our veterans. On WBET, go to Veterans Resources. They'll tell you a little bit about things you can do. And the other side of it is, tune in for shows, shows that have been and shows that are coming. Land on Your Feet is having their special event this weekend coming up on the 22nd. Stay tuned. A little bit more jazz, a little bit more shows, and guess what? More Than You Know is coming. Be there. Stay there. And get right back.
Hi, Rush. How are you?
Hi, Angie B. How are you?
So, you're going to give me more information about the event that's coming up in May. And I know that you're a veteran and understand that there are a lot of things that you're doing this for. What I wanted to ask you the last time, and I don't know if I forgot or not, was the donations for this event. This is a jazz fest, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The donation for this event, is this scholarship for vets or is it scholarship for vets' children?
It's for children, right? They're okay. Low-income, underprivileged. And it could be, their parents could be vets. That wasn't a requirement when I pushed that out. Primarily, it's for college-bound seniors, you know, that focus on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or criminal justice. So, yeah, but their parents could be vets, but that wasn't a data point that I was looking at the time that I set this thing up. But it's a good point. It's a good point.
Yeah. You're a veteran, and I know that you truly love the job that you did in the past, and you're continuing to reach out to other veterans as well to continue to do good things for each other while you're no longer serving the country. But what I want to ask you is, how long have you been in the service?
I was in the service for 6 years.
Okay.
1977 to 1983. And then I finished up my career. I finished up my department because, again, you know, Army was in my DNA. So I finished up my federal time as a Department of the Army civilian. So I was a federal.
Well, I have a son-in-law that's Army, a daughter that's Army, and a grandson that's just getting ready to be Army.
So God bless you. And as we say in the Army, hua. The Marines say hoorah, okay?
Yes.
The Army says hua.
See, I got close, but not close enough.
You were close. So, you were close. That's right.
Mr. Rush, can you please explain a little bit more about the up-and-coming event and where it's going to be and the phone number? 2021. Correct. Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Waterworks Park, downtown Tampa, on the channel side near Amateur Works. The address is 1701 North Highland Avenue, Tampa.
And what time does that event start?
2 o'clock. So the first act goes on at 2:30. And by the way, this is going to be the University of South Florida, University of South Florida student who's put together kind of a jazz combo. They're not students of University of South Florida, but this one particular a musician is. So I'm going to give them an opportunity to play for half an hour. So they start from 2:30 to 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So that's the 2021. May 22nd.
That's a Saturday, ma'am.
It's Saturday. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So Saturday, May the 22nd.
Most people know Amateur Works. It's another complex that sits behind it. But it's the Waterworks Park. Yes, ma'am.
And it starts at 2 p.m. and it goes till when?
Until 9:30.
Okay, so from 2:30 to 9:30, you can see many different artists. Do you have the names of any of them that we might know?
These are local artists, and one of them is going to be my featured artist, which is Mr. Marlon Boone. He's a saxophonist.
Ooh,
followed by Mr. Jay Singleton, who, because Marlon supported me last time, time I did this event. Jay Singleton and his band, they're new. Now, Jay used to play with the Beatdown band, but he has his own band, saxophone. So Jay's on there. Then I have Javon Falcon, who is a trumpeter. He'll be there. I have the Latin Jazz Nights. Okay. I think it's like an eight-piece. Mm-hmm. I think it's like an eight-piece band, but they played for me last year as well. So the main thing is, I believe, and I, you know, because I know what I like, I believe there's enough smooth jazz folks who would like to come and see something like that. But it's all jazz. So, yes, ma'am. Those are the group. Yes, ma'am.
How do you get tickets for that event?
Well, the best thing to do, ma'am, is to go on Eventbrite, the ticket, okay, and type in Land on Your Feet Festival. And it's Eventbrite. And under the search, type in Land on Your Feet Festival or Jazz Festival. And it should come up.
Okay. Is there anything else that you might want to tell our audience out there?
I'm going to have vendors out there, food vendors. I'm currently working with a company to see if we can have an open bar out there. So there's some. There will be other artisan vendors out there. I'm just giving folks an opportunity to display their work. They're all from Tampa.
So it's going to be mostly local artists that are very good at what they do.
Yes.
And
yes,
it's for
absolutely.
A good cause to get scholarships for children. Mr. Rush, it's a pleasure talking to you this afternoon. Again, this is Angela B. But take care of yourselves. So long. Bye. Mr. Rush, thank you.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. This week's show was very special. And I want to say thank you. This is WVEPOnlineRadio.com, Voice for Veterans. And we want to thank everybody at 96.7 Sunshine Radio for listening. Stay tuned, and guess what? There's plenty of other good shows that you can listen to. And we're going to start naming them all every week. Over and out.
Tune in again, 24/7, WVETonlineradio.com.